Batchy for Blokes.
Hello and welcome to Batchy for Blokes. I'm Jackie Kosolke from Triple M, and joining me is my friend Jo Thornley from news.com.au. Hello.
Hello.
Now, you might know Jo. She writes the recaps for The Bachelor, so she's well-versed in this show. But what we thought we'd do is just get together every week and discuss the show. And guys, we know that you watch it.
And there's no need to lie about it.
No, there's no shame in it.
It's time to come out and tell us that you watch it.
Yeah, because the thing is, this is a safe place. This is a safe place to listen to a discussion about The Bachelor.
And as Marja said, it's a no-drama cabana.
I don't want any drama going on down here.
Yeah, no, we don't need drama. This is a good karma cabana.
Anyway, I've got to go to the bathroom.
It's a good karma cabana.
And it's on the same site, isn't it, where there was a Snejana cabana.
Was there a Snejana? Is that how you say it? I've never known how to say it. I just went Schnez.
That is the first time I've said that out loud.
You did that so well. Also, maybe, you know what, maybe we can help you sort of get some insight on what ladies are thinking.
That's right. Because a lot of you, I did a very large survey of two blokes today. Yep. They were both saying that they're mostly fascinated with the bits where the girls are bitching about each other.
Yes.
Because they don't see that usually. That's one of the things we keep hidden.
No.
Like nipple hair.
Well, the thing about bitching is that, we I enjoy doing it.
I do.
It's damaging.
I've got a rule that, you know, if you do it with one person, it's just talking. If you do it with more than one person, it's bitching. And I think with 22 people in a house, it's bitching.
Yeah, it's going to happen. Mm. So maybe some insights on that. You know, bitching is one thing you need to be across. It is fascinating to watch. It's fascinating to take part in.
Absolutely.
And also, I guess, you know, perhaps Joe and I can give you some insights on what ladies do and do not want when it comes to dating.
Absolutely correct. But also, it's also fine if it's fine if you just want to watch it for the tits. I mean, one thing The Bachelor is great for is reminding men that there's at least two different sorts of bodies. There's two different body types.
Look, it's been a great season. Straight out of the blocks, we have a supervillain.
You could only be talking about one person.
Yeah. So, Kira.
I love hate her. And admittedly, I didn't work long on that word. But apart from the fact that she's interesting and I want her to stay.
Yeah.
There is no chance that she likes Richie. There is no chance that Richie likes her. But she is Australia's sweetheart.
Now, the thing about Kira is, and as you mentioned to me just before, is that I think that men don't get to see women bitching.
That's so many of my male friends. They say that they either find that uncomfortable or fascinating, that they don't usually see women bitching behind each other's backs or directly to each other. And Kira is clearly a master of that. So they find that something they're just not used to. And I wanted to ask you, how much do you think the amount that bitching goes on represents reality?
Look, I went on a girls trip a couple of years ago, and there was five of us who went overseas together, and it took about 3 days before the bitching set in. And I'm sorry, but you can't put that many women in a room.
No.
And then to complicate it, taking their phones away, locking them away from the outside world, having them fight over one guy, I mean, it's going to happen.
Which is gorgeous. And I don't think it properly represents reality, but it makes me feel so good about myself.
Absolutely. Well, look, let's recap episode 4.
Do it.
I mean, they're churning through the girls this year. Churning.
There's only 15 girls leaving this episode.
Yeah.
They're just turfing them left, right and centre.
So we start the episode with a single date.
With the very charming Faith, who is, let's call her, an uncomplicated girl.
It was a James Bond theme. So Faith's waiting on it. There's always bodies of water on The Bachelor. They're always on the harbour.
And what bodies they are.
and so Batchy turns up in a speedboat in a James Bond suit because that's natural.
Absolutely. And his hair moves slightly more than Osh's does.
Yes.
But The Bachelor's always seemed to be endowed with so many skills.
Yeah.
So speedboat driving or yacht driving, which is Faith is not. I want her to go on more transport-based dates so that she, you know, he'll get her on a bus and she'll go, is this a tram?
Well, also Richie educated Faith.
So do you want to learn a few things about boats?
Yeah.
So the side that you're on is called the port side, so the left side.
Yep.
And how you remember that is for the left-hand side. You say there's no port left in the bottle.
And how do you remember your side?
I don't know.
The cliffhanger there, of course, is that will we ever get to find out what the right-hand side of a boat is called?
It's the Richie side.
It is the Richie side.
And also, I don't know anyone who drinks port under the age of 55.
No, well, that's but they're piss heads, and that's why there's none left in the bottle.
Now, the date got interesting after they got off the speedboat.
Did it really?
No, not really.
No. There was a juggling barman who made – I like that he made them rose martinis, and it's like you might as well get a taste of a rose now just in case you don't see one later.
Of course, there was obligatory girl in a bikini going for a swim with Batchy, because that's also big on The Bachelor.
Absolutely. They're as ubiquitous as couches.
And also him dunking her, like my boobs would not survive that.
I'm of modest breasts, so I don't know what you mean by survival.
They'd be roaming free.
Right. Gotcha.
Roaming free.
Gotcha.
I just feel like...
If you were chucked unceremoniously in a pool, you mean?
Yeah, but this is what I meant by things got interesting, Joe.
Getting in the pool can always be a little bit, I guess, awkward, but bring out some ball games, faith took a whole new level.
You know, it does get awkward if you're fussy about concealing a semi. Of course, pool basketball that's my dream date.
Yeah.
And he saw another side of Faith, her competitive side. She's in a competition. That's how you met her. But yeah, that's a new side. That's fine.
All of these dates, right, are ridiculous. But I worry that it's giving men unrealistic ideas about how we like to be dated.
We like to be dated by having a 3-hour meeting with a bunch of producers. And we need a crew member to light 9,000 candles and festoon every surface with flowers. I don't think that's unreasonable, Jackie. No.
So every night there seems to be a group date at the moment because there's so many girls and Richie's got to churn through them. So earlier on in the week we saw the ridiculous roller derby in sumo suits, which again is another great way that we all like to be dated.
That's if one more guy asks me to a roller derby in a sumo suit.
I'm a bit sad that two of the crazies have gone and they went quite early.
I mean, my two favourites were Janie,
yeah,
the children's entertainer,
yeah,
like Cinderella themed soft toys. All over the bed. I loved Fintea the swearer.
My earrings are so fucking heavy.
And my tits are up to my chin.
Yeah, yeah. So, and I was like, so both of those have gone. But so basically, you know, Kira is the supervillain. I think actually, you know what I think we should do, Joe, is perhaps we should discuss the standouts so far. You know, there's a lot of filler in the early stages.
The girls we think will go well.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So I'll start with the single mum.
Alex is gorgeous.
Yeah.
Alex speaks like there's a question mark at the end of each of her sentences, which is also fine. In last night's episode, in episode 4, I think some things came out. She gets quite uptight. I'm fairly sure she thinks she owns Richie a bit and the white rose has really given her airs and graces. And I think we're going to see a bit of Alex crumble.
I feel so too. So last season, the white rose was given to Heather,
which was fantastic.
I loved Heather.
Absolutely. And you could just pick, you could suggest a date.
The girl could go to Richie and say, would you like to go out? Mm. And you could take him away, right? And then that was done.
Yeah.
That was you had your one chance of your date with Richie, but that's done. This year, she can keep using the white rose.
And yet she still seems to find that an incredibly pressured situation. You know that thing girls do when you receive a text from the guy you're seeing,
yeah,
and you need 8 other girls to help you respond to it?
Absolutely. Guys, one thing you should know, every time you text us, you're not just texting us. You're texting our housemate, our colleague at work, our girlfriend who lives overseas. That we screen grab everything and send it to our friends.
That's correct. It gives us someone to blame when it all goes. She was asking other people who wished they had the white rose whether or not she should play the white rose. Just use it or don't use it.
Problem I'm having, Joe, is I'm watching a show called Unreal as well at the moment.
I'm avoiding that because I don't want to see the strings.
It's a nice companion piece to The Bachelor. It basically, for those that aren't aware, it's streaming right now on Stan, I believe. And it's about The Bachelor from behind the scenes. And it's a black comedy. But the thing is, you watch it and you go, this is legit how the show goes. So the thing is, every time something happens on The Bachelor now, I'm like, oh, a producer told her to walk in right now with the white rose, you know.
But I also work in television. It's one of my other jobs. And I don't, this is one of those shows where I just don't want to see the strings.
Yeah.
In last night's episode, for the first time, I think ever, we actually saw a waitress pouring a drink for one of the girls during the cocktail party. Yeah. And I was like, be gone, servant. I don't want to know that there's anyone else involved.
So Alex is one of the front runners at the moment. Then we've got Olenna, who looks like Cara Delevingne. So a bit of a model physique, gorgeous, beautiful eyes.
She's just made out of hot girl Lego.
Then we've got Nikki, who wore the tits and legs.
Yes, who was almost unrecognisable when she put her hair up.
Yes.
I actually said, who's that?
Yeah.
She's really pretty.
Yeah, 100%. Then we've got Faith.
Yeah, gorgeous Faith.
Who played the ball games with Richie.
Yep. Yep, on the yacht.
Those are the front runners so far.
Did we mention Megan?
No, we didn't. Forgot about Megan.
Freediving Megan.
Oh, Megan's a freediver from WA, where Richie is also from. But what's interesting about Megan is that she grew up in a cult and was a virgin bride at 18.
I beg your pardon.
Yes.
See, I'm a purist as well. I don't read anything
that isn't
presented to me on screen. Richie really doesn't understand. You can tell, you can watch him as she speaks.
Yeah.
Just thinking, I'm going to look that up later.
So they're the front runners. And would you say all blonde, all similar looking?
How many brunettes have we even got left?
No, we punted a couple last night.
Yep.
So look, we've discussed the front runners. We've discussed some of the crazies. One that I would like to see more of, and we're going to move on to the supervillain in a second because
this is her
time to shine. She's a 6 episode and she's out.
Absolutely.
One that I would like to see more from is Sasha.
The rose-eating Russian.
She ate her rose on the first night because she was bored.
And
she not only ate her rose, but I did enjoy, there was a moment where Alex had taken Richie away, you know, used her white rose privilege and
WRP,
we shall call it. And all the girls are like, oh, no, what's happening? What's happening? Where they've gone? Oh, this is what we do, guys. This is what we do. We sit around and we have to know what's happening.
Absolutely.
You know? And they're like, oh, what's happening? What's going on? And then she goes, they are laughing out loud and they are hugging.
Can you do your terrible Russian accent
every
single week?
Yes, I can.
Because I can't do one at all.
They are laughing out loud and they are hugging. They are laughing out loud.
Absolutely. But that's one of the few times that the sort of unofficial commentator role was taken away from Rachel, who hasn't featured much.
Mm.
She did get the first rose last night, but anytime any action happens, they cut to Rachel, who's talking to Cameron, telling you what she thinks about it.
She's calling her young Gretel Colleen.
Right.
Next time you look at her, you'll be like, yes.
Look at Kiki and tell me that's not Georgie Gardner.
Oh.
Channel 9 News. Her and Noni are cut from the same cloth.
Noni's the one that has a tattoo on her foot that says bacon.
Bacon.
Okay, so it's time to talk about the supervillain.
And also I'd like to start by talking about her idiosyncrasy, can we call it? And I've called it Kira's half-tongue. Mm. She has a thing where she just sort of sticks her tongue halfway out of her mouth, pops out at any given opportunity.
I was just doing that.
I was born on a pirate ship.
Yeah. Again, I'm tainted because I've been watching Unreal, but I'm sitting there and I legit what's happened is they've said to her, we need a villain.
Mm.
Heads up, you're in.
But they didn't say stick your tongue halfway out of your mouth.
Always got something to whinge about.
Sorry, over the white rose. If I hear about it again, I'll probably vomit.
Always not happy. Last night had the special date with Richie in that awful ball gown. Her power is in her choker.
Absolutely. And I don't know whether to call. I kept saying Kira's half tongue, and I said it so often that I think now it either sounds like an 18th century ailment. It's like, oh no, he's got a case of the Kira's half tongue. Or like something, you know, ideal conditions when you're surfing. It's like, we've got to get off their heads. There's a Kira's half tongue forming.
She's front and center with every night there's a scrag fight.
It's you just rapped.
You just, every night there is.
Did I? Every night. There's a scrag fight.
You can tell it's happening because the music starts to build. This started when Kira returned from her solo date with Richie at the ball.
I know, like, you know, I'm so happy for you, darling, but I literally felt during the day that you were feeling, you know, a little bit, like, ungrateful at times. Like,
me? Ungrateful?
I don't know. Like, you said a comment that, you know, now I don't get a single day with Richie.
Oh my God, you are so hilarious. Why would you say that? That's ridiculous.
Oh, that music. Oh,
Look at you.
Yes, I should mention that was Eliza.
The crazy we haven't mentioned.
Yes, she sang a song to Richie when she first met him.
She's also one of the best people ever.
Look at you.
Your indignation is forever new.
Yeah,
and the thing is, you don't have to worry about how well you sing that song because no one's ever sung it well.
No, don't think so. Mm. It would be great, you know, when she gets eliminated, because she will.
Yes.
We should get her in and get her to record it.
Yes.
100%, like, done. So Eliza's taken on a supervillain.
There's no chance. I mean, there's some people I think that Kira might have an argument with that, where I might side with Kira.
Mm.
But hands off our Eliza. Earnestness and sincerity oozing out of Eliza. Mm. But I really think that she should have sung it.
Yeah.
And I think any confrontation, she should just sing her way both into and out of.
So, look at you. You were ungrateful.
Yeah, that's like, you came back from a date, after which you're a bitch.
Then Eliza, of course, felt so bad that she confronted Kira at the rose ceremony to apologise. I'm not sure what she was apologising for.
Mm-hmm. You, that I want nothing more than the best for you. And I just want to say how sorry I am for putting you in that position, because it was not cool.
Yeah, and okay. I appreciate you saying sorry in front of people. That's really nice of you.
Okay, we'll do it another time. Okay.
Again, that music.
It's edge of your seat.
Yes.
Stuff.
This is how the show wrapped up.
Marja, Sophie, you didn't receive a rose. Please take some time to say goodbye.
Again, that music.
And also Osh's sensitive whisper.
Yeah, he really cares.
How you can tell.
He really cares when he helps dump girls, you know?
That's right. And he could have saved a lot of time as well and just said, brunettes, out! I responded really sensitively by saying, who are you? I have never seen you before in my entire life.
It reminds me, I did a Kentucky tour through Europe.
Like, of course you did.
Yeah, of course I did. 10 years ago, and it was for a month, and there was a whole bus, you know, load of people, obviously.
Did anyone ask if it was a tram? Was Faith there?
No. I did get on a tram in Amsterdam, but that's another story.
You keep rapping!
I know. Anyway, literally 2 weeks into this, someone turned around and said, hey, Jackie, blah, blah, and I was like, I have no idea who you are. I've never seen you in my life, ever. They're like, oh, we were at the bar last night. I was like, never seen you. I don't know who you are.
I have some relatives like that.
Yeah. Well, that's Batchy for Blokes.
Quite excited that now I get to watch it through a bloke's eyes.
Yes.
And be no more sure of what's going on.
Look, if you have any questions for us, I'm at Kasulke, KASSULKE on Twitter. Always have to spill it. And Joe?
And I'm at Joe Thornley. It's an ELY, people.
Yeah, it's hard.
ELY.
I've known you for years and I still spell it wrong.
I know.